Good morning, good people. It is 29th July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Martha of Bethany, Virgin. The readings are from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 16, and the Gospel is from John chapter 11, verses 19 to 27. Unwavering faith never becomes murkier by the violent storms and dust of human life. Unless we confess the life, we cannot construct our lives. Quote, God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Unquote. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Our confession of faith in God is the proof of our belief in truth and action in love. A personal and permanently intimate relationship with Jesus allows us to experience the total identity of Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus is the definite love of Father for all who believe in God. After Saint Peter, it is Saint Martha who proclaimed openly, Jesus the Christ. Saint Martha remains the model to embrace the truth and the life even amidst busy life. Jesus did not downplay her work, rather to upload her spirit to God. Jesus wanted Martha to take care of her spiritual life as she puts so much effort into material life. Jesus reminded her responsibility in taking care of her inner being as she was so keen in feeding others and taking care of them. Our love for humanity need not crush the affectionate layers of love and mercy towards ourselves. If we know the truth, we fall in love even more intimately than before. The responsorial psalm reiterates, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 8. In the Gospel, we are gently reminded of our responsibility to love God as we love people around. The confession of Martha sheds light to the depth of faith she had for Jesus. Quote, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Unquote, John chapter 11, verse 27. Emulating the example of Martha in her hospitality in bringing others together, may we surrender in prayer to evangelize with love and acts of mercy. May you have a good day. God bless you.